Bonjour and hello. Welcome to the first episode of Take Me to Provence, a podcast where I hope that no matter where you live in the world, whether you're planning a trip to Provence or maybe it's just a dream for now, you can be transported to the land of rosé, lavender, sunshine, and the beautiful French way of life. I'm Janelle, a Kiwi living in Provence with my husband and twin toddlers. For the past 7 years, I've been calling France home. And a year ago, we moved from the hustle and bustle of Paris to the slow-paced south of France dream. In the past year, I've become fascinated with the Provençal way of life, the traditions, the food, and of course, the beauty of the region. How could you not when visiting a quintessentially French cobblestone village surrounded by gorgeous nature? On Take Me to Provence, I'll share stories of the Provençal, some who are born here and others who have chosen to call this place home. We'll discuss all things Provence, the must-visit villages, the Provençal cuisine, the wine, history, traditions, etc. So voilà, are you ready for me to take you to Provence? Bonjour. Welcome to episode one. It is lovely to be able to speak to you today in your earbuds, wherever you are listening, and to bring a little bit of the Provence magic, hopefully, to your weekly life, wherever you are in the world. I wanted to start off in episode one with just a little bit of an intro of why I'm doing the podcast and just a little bit about myself and how I managed to end up living in Provence. So I've actually had this idea to start a podcast about Provence for about over a year now, because when I moved here, I realized that there was nothing that I could find in English about this region. And as I mentioned in the intro, there is so many things about Provençal life that just intrigues me so much. And after being here for a year, I feel like the intrigue just grows and the fascination grows. And I just really wanted to have a place where I could share some stories of some of the truly incredible, talented, lovely people that I have met in this region, and to share their stories, their adventures, their projects, their work, what they do here. And to hopefully spread a little bit of that South of France magic around the world. So that's the hope, to be able to share beautiful stories. At the moment, the plan is to do it as a limited series. As I begin to introduce myself more soon, you'll probably understand why. We'll see how it goes. If people really love it, then I'll continue. But for now, we'll see how we go. I'm committing definitely to a first season, and we'll see. But yes, a little bit about myself. My name is Janelle. I'm married. I've been happily married for 10 years, actually, just this February being, which is crazy. And it was 7 years ago that with my husband, we decided to move from New Zealand to France, into Paris to be exact. It had been my husband's dream to live in Paris for a very long time. He grew up in Paris when he was 3 to 7 years old. His mum worked for the New Zealand Embassy in Paris. And so a lot of his earliest life memories were in France, and particularly Paris. And so it was kind of this lifelong dream to go back to Paris. And when we got married, I knew that that was in the cards for me, but we didn't really know when. It was not until the good old Brexit was voted in that we were pushed to come because my husband has a British passport. So yeah, we decided to start a new life in Paris. And we loved it. We lived there pre-COVID, which I think was now a lovely gift, because I think in my experience, it's been a bit different post. But yeah, we were there for 5 and a bit years, and yeah, loved it. Loved the city. There's so many good things that it came from it. The biggest thing for me is a complete change in my career. In New Zealand, I was a social worker, but when coming to France, unfortunately, my qualifications did not travel with me and were not recognized in France. And so I had to do one of those classic pivots and find a new career. And a very long story short, I ended up starting a photography business in Paris, which still runs today, called My Paris Portraits. And that was such a gift and is still such an incredible journey. I love photography. I find Paris to be such a beautiful city. But as life happens, life changes. It was around that post-COVID time that kind of our love of living in Paris changed a little bit. We still loved aspects of the city, but there were things that we craved more. We craved a quieter lifestyle, a more slow-paced lifestyle. And in July 2022, we welcomed twins into the world. So I'm now a twin toddler mum, hence why I'm committing to one season of the podcast, and we'll see how we go. It's a full-on time. But yeah, after the birth of our twins, we really knew it was time to make a change and to move somewhere. And for us, the next step that felt right was to come to Provence. It was a surreal dream. It's one of those things where the stars aligned and my husband managed to get a fully remote job. I was able to run my Paris portraits from afar and have a team of people in Paris keeping it going. And with everything working out, we decided to make the move, knowing nobody in the region. We traveled to a few different places, but honestly, when we looked to move to Provence, we just drew a big circle on the map and we looked for the best house that we could find in the region of Provence. And that's what brought us to this little village near Saint-Denis-de-Provence. And we just love it here. We've been here, as I said, a year, and we are just so content living this lifestyle. It is all of the classic stereotypes that you hear about it are true. The weather is incredible. It is so sunny and lovely, and it really does have such a massive impact on your mood. The food is delicious. We are able to eat so well and eat locally with fresh produce everywhere. The ground is incredibly fertile and just everything grows and grows well. And just the region is gorgeous. Every time we go to a new village, I'm constantly blown away by the beauty of this place. So that is why I came to want to start this podcast, to share with you everything that we are experiencing. I really hope that people, when they choose to come to France, they don't just go to Paris, but they decide to visit other regions, because France is such a diverse place. And obviously there are so many incredible regions in France, but Provence has a special place in my heart. And you'll see over the next few episodes why, I'm sure. But yes, get ready to hear some lovely stories of people, to get a plethora of recommendations of places to eat, things to do, places to visit, from locals, people who have grown up here, or people who have chosen to make this place home. This podcast is hopefully going to be your guide to Provence and how to truly experience this beautiful region. I look forward to bringing out many episodes for you. But for now, thank you for being here and listening. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you get notified each week when there's new releases. And if you'd like to, you can follow along on Instagram at Take Me to Provence. And in the show notes, you will see any other details that you need. That's it for now. That's everything I can think of. A lovely, short and sweet intro just to say welcome to Take Me to Provence.